You're listening to episode number 1904 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, February 9th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Tuesday, and we're sitting up taking nourishment on this National Pizza Day. Gotta love me some pizza. Have you ever had breakfast pizza?
No.
I don't think there is such a thing.
Oh, I bet.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but
yeah. I haven't seen it.
I bet it would be good with scrambled eggs and as
sausage,
you mentioned, bacon bits,
bacon crumbles.
Hello.
Yes.
We have to make one. I've already figured out how I'm doing my taco pizza.
You put on some of those little tater tot crowns.
Ooh. Dude, I'm there. Pizza joints aren't open yet. All right, let's do it. It's time for some random facts.
Random facts.
A large part of Antarctica was covered in rainforest approximately 90 million years ago.
Huh.
How do they know that?
I mean,
they can look in the ground, they can scrape. How do they know?
I don't know.
During the 1960s Batman TV series, you're not going to believe this. Robin said 356 different things after the word holy in his catchphrase. They include holy armadillo, Batman, holy hamburger, Batman. Holy grammar, Batman, and our favorite, holy unrefillable prescriptions, Batman.
Did he say that?
That's what it says.
Wow, that's cool.
356 different holies. The International Space Station is the most expensive thing that's ever been built in the history of ever. Estimated cost more than $100 billion.
What?
Billion dollars. Well, it's not cheap to get parts up there either.
Well, no.
The transportation tunnel to get parts for the ISS is kind of expensive. Every time you take something up, it costs $1 billion.
Well, it's not like you can just run out to Starbucks.
Right. Yeah, I'll have to have a spark. We've got to take the ISS through the drive-thru at Starbucks. Because there's a toy in every Happy Meal, McDonald's is the largest distributor of toys on the planet.
Yes, I believe that.
And on a similar note, the largest producers of tires in the world is Lego. And that's some random facts for today. Time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. A blast from the past that just keeps on coming.
Hmm.
The new documentary, Framing Britney Spears.
Yes, it's
on
Hulu. Goodness. I need to watch that.
It's making people reassess how poorly she's been treated since she got famous, especially by the media, including Diane Sawyer, who in 2003, that was a year that she interviewed her, she basically blames Britney for her breakup with Justin Timberlake.
Wow. Can we let that one rest? They were kids, damn it. They were just kids.
I know, they were kids.
When they were on the Mickey Mouse Club. Come on. That was arranged anyway. I think that was arranged. I think the people at Disney said, wouldn't it be cute if the two of you did, like, you know,
Mickey Mouse Club when they started dating.
I know. Well, Annette and Frankie Avalon were done with the Mickey Mouse. Yeah, they were done,
Well,
too.
Diane Sawyer told Britney, you broke his heart. You did something that caused him so much pain, so much suffering. What did you do?
Well, I have an opinion about this. Okay. Justin Timberlake is famous because of Britney Spears. Britney Spears was famous first. Then he was in the boy band, which was fine. Uh-huh. Nobody else in the boy band's famous anymore. Seriously.
This is all because of Britney Spears?
I think she had a big to do with it. He can thank Britney Spears for breaking up with him, making everybody feel sorry for him. And making him a flipping star. Think of that every time he goes to the bank.
There's a growing list
Catches
of people.
A check.
You get over there. You're gonna hurt. Don't hurt yourself.
I'm all right.
Oh my goodness.
I'm okay. I'm all right.
All right. So there's a growing list of people who apparently owe Britney an apology, including Justin Timberlake himself.
See, I'm telling you.
he was accused of weaponizing their breakup for the sake of
weaponizing?
His career.
Weaponizing? That's an interesting term you have there.
So fans are lining up online against Justin, including Valerie Bertinelli.
Well, good for her, by God. I'm telling you, it's his fault.
They were kids.
I don't care. No, kidding.
This is like, what, 20 years ago or something like that?
Yeah, kind of.
Jeepers.
I don't know why
Sarah
this is
Jessica
being brought
Parker?
Up.
Clo-Clo?
Clo-Clo? Well, Clo-Clo.
Hashtag Free Britney?
Hashtag Free Britney. Well, no, that's been around for a while. Free Britney, that's all about the dad thing.
This
well,
is
no,
going
this
back
was...
to blame Justin Timberlake.
Well, but it's not just Justin Timberlake. You got to remember that, you know, she shaved her head. And she went a little
after
BSC on everybody, okay? Then she can't spend her own money. And that hasn't changed.
Right.
Then she burns down her gym with her candles.
But that's not the question.
Hashtag Free Britney.
Well, that's not the subject.
Hashtag Free Britney.
Is she on your list?
It's toxic. It's toxic.
Get your boxing gloves up because so
Uh-oh.
You can defend your woman's honor.
Uh-oh. My woman? Which
Halle
woman?
Berry.
Oh. She I, metaphorically can defend
metaphorically.
Her.
Yeah.
She
doesn't have time for the haters.
No,
no
she
no.
doesn't. She doesn't take any crap off of anybody.
No, nor should she.
No, she should not.
Well, she shut down a follower after the troll claimed that she can't keep a man. Now, we kind of went down this road before.
Have we not? Yes.
And it's now where she's going
to
have
to
do it all again, I guess.
But she's like, do you think she's dating this Van Hunt, or is he just there for eye candy? You know, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, just to keep all the haters away. Look, I got a man. Shut up, y'all.
No, but the haters are still there.
Is he a bit actor or musician?
I don't know.
Who
he's
the hell
probably
is
on,
this
he's from your no like list.
Well, yeah, he's on a no like list with me, by God.
It all started last week when Halle shared an Insta post that read, mm-hmm. Women don't owe you.
Mm-hmm.
So someone had posted a comment writing, says the woman who can't keep a man.
You know,
and so Halle was quick to clap back, who says I want to keep the wrong man? Because I don't. Why do people hate Halle Berry?
You know why? They're jealous.
They're
of course
jelly.
They're jealous. Because at the age of 50, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Who looks that good?
I don't want to like her because I'm.
She's
close
flawless.
To my age, and I know
she's flawless. Okay,
it hurts me.
She's my all pass.
All right, says
like that would ever happen.
So anyway, the Halle hate continued
dream.
In the comments, mostly about her inability to choose the right man in her life.
Uh huh.
And eventually, though, she set everyone straight by writing. I'm all about living your best life. If you make a wrong move, course correct and re-spin and
course
start again.
Correct. I love that.
Uh-huh. Right?
Course
that's kind of cool.
And re-spin. All right. I just looked up Van Hunt. He's an American singer-songwriter, according to Wikipedia, multi-instrumentalist and record producer. Neo-soul.
But how old is he?
He's 50.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's in her age.
I don't understand. There's a star dating someone their own age.
I know,
what?
Right? Especially a female star that's not cougaring.
Or a male star that's not cougaring. However, it's Halle Berry.
It's not
so
cougaring if it's a male. It's just accepted.
Well, yeah.
You know, men, especially men with money,
that's true.
Have young chicks. I don't know how that is because, you know, I don't have money. I don't. And I don't have chicks. All right. We're out of here. Have a good day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.